Across the country, more than 1 million kids may not know where they're going to sleep tonight. It could be in a car, on a friend's couch, or in a homeless shelter, or even on the street. In Washington State alone, there are more than 30,000 homeless children, and for these kids, getting their homework done is the least of their problems. Now, a unique program out of Tacoma is trying to help these children do better in school, one family at a time. Taylor Winkle reports.
Tamika Gant is showing me around her cozy four-bedroom Tacoma townhouse.
Doing her homework.
Two of her daughters, Kimora and Samaya, are lying on a bed in their shared bedroom. They just got home from school and are doing math quizzes together on a tablet.
Seventy-nine.
Just 4 years ago, this scene was only a dream to Tamika and her husband, Bobby.
It was pretty difficult. You know, I didn't know if we were going to be homeless or whatnot, and we were just looking for other alternate routes.
The Gants had just moved to Washington State from California with their four kids. Their only possessions? A minivan and the clothes they had on their backs. Bobby was working two part-time restaurant jobs to make ends meet, but he lost them both in the same week. Now there was no money to pay rent on their small two-bedroom apartment, and it was difficult to find a new job. Bobby didn't graduate high school, and there was another complication. He has a criminal record from a drug offense as a minor.
We've been getting a lot of no's, you know, as far as no, like interviews, jobs. Oh, sorry, can't hire you because of your record.
And this is where something called the McCarver Special Housing Program enters the story. The 2.5-year-old program is a partnership between McCarver Elementary School in Tacoma and the local housing authority. It helps families like the Gants find and pay rent on a new home. The man behind it is Michael Power, and he says there's nothing else quite like it in the country.
It took us 2 years of full-time planning just to get this thing started, and we're obviously learning as we go.
Power says McCarver School serves a neighborhood that is generally low income, and poverty causes many families to move in and out of the area.
New kids come, and then they leave, and that just turns over and over and over again. So it's, for teachers, it's like trying to teach in a bus station. Every time the bus arrives, you got a whole new class.
Many of our behavioral challenges are a result of poverty and homelessness.
That's Carol Ramgremens, McCarver's school counselor. The kids call her Mrs. RG.
For kids who don't know where they're going to sleep at night or don't know where they're going to be the next month, the stress and anxiety that are on their shoulders, they act it out.
Mrs. RG says this program works by giving these kids and their families a home and stability in an unstable world. That begins with subsidizing the family's rent for 5 years. Beginning at 100%, the support decreases by 20% each subsequent year. At the end of 5 years, the subsidy stops. This was a lifeline for the Gants. Three of their kids were already at McCarver when the family lost its income. But the program was right there. Have their grades changed at all since you've been enrolled in the program?
Yeah.
Yes.
It changed big time. With this program, their grades has been above.
Off or O, E or F.
On this date, their 10-year-old daughter Samaya and her class are working on how to spell some complicated words.
Intolerable.
Samaya says she loves reading and math and writing, but she seems especially excited about science. She says earlier today she was investigating how fast a toy car could go around various racing tracks.
So like when we start our investigation, we do like questions, and then we do a prediction in our materials, and then a procedure.
But Samaya dreams of a future of stardom. One day, she hopes to be a singer and an actress.
So come home and...
Back at their townhome, Bobby and Tamika say without the fear of homelessness hanging over their heads, they've been able to focus on their future too. They have two more children now, and Tamika is a full-time student working towards her bachelor's degree in social work. Bobby graduated from a culinary arts program, but he put that career direction on hold when he got a full-time job at the post office.
Even though I'm doing a whole different profession, but it's an accomplishment, you know, from a person who was a high school dropout.
It gave us real confidence, like, okay, we can do this now because they're here to help us.
Right now, the housing program is assisting 42 families like the Gants and more than 70 kids. The Tacoma Housing Authority pitches in most of the funding for the program with help from Pierce County and a nonprofit called Building Changes. A measure to replicate the program was introduced in the Washington legislature this year, this time funded by the state's general fund, but it died early on in the session. The bill's sponsor says she'll try again next year. I'm Taylor Winkle in Tacoma.